It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
When T-Mobile says we've got you covered, we mean it. We've invested billions to light up our best network yet, covering 99% of people in America. And great coverage is just the beginning. Every year, families and small businesses can save up to $900 versus Verizon when they switch to T-Mobile. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store and switch today.
Coverage not available in some areas. Savings with four lines based on analysis of Verizon and T-Mobile national postpaid smartphone bills, rate plan features, taxes and fees, and savings may vary. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits for Wednesday, the 14th of September. Folks, do you have somebody in your life who you know is always watching baseball? Someone you can count on to call or text if something cool happens? For me this season, it's the Porthinator. First inning, south side of Chicago. The Porth pick is at the dish.
He's got a dynamite approach right now.
That ball is smashed. Left center field, he's done it again. Eloy Jimenez. With a great approach, as you said, Gordon, and it's 3-0 White Sox.
Jason Benetti, Gordon Beckham talking about Eloy Jimenez, who's absolutely on fire. In the last seven games, a .500 batting average with two doubles, four home runs, 12 RBIs. I was not watching live. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. This is Beat the Streak Daily. I was utilizing the magical DVR technology that has transformed our lives, but I knew Eloy had done something special via text. Ryan excited. And why not? Because this is nut-cutting time for Beat the Streak, people. There are 22 more days in the regular season. 44 is the highest a streaker could get if they started today. Active streakers with streaks at 13 or higher, you still have a chance to hit 57 and win $5.6 million. But you must be at one or higher today to have a chance to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26 and his streak of 45, the leader in the clubhouse, for $10,000. Ryan, you can do it.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. And yes, I was stoked when Eloy Jimenez hit one into Lake Michigan last night in the first inning. I had Eloy and Jose Abreu. I am at two. So, Spiegs, we are both alive for 46.
I am indeed at two. It's true. We are both alive. And you know what? So are many others. We've got four active streakers in the 30s, including our current leader, Joe Douglas, who reached 32 with a double down of two terrific National League lefties. Freddie Freeman, who leads the majors with a .329 batting average. And the Mets' Jeff McNeil, who is right behind him.
The .322 on the year.
And he lines one into center field for his second hit of the night. Nimmo will turn second and go on to third as Ortega plays it in. So McNeil is two for two.
Jeff McNeil at .323 this morning. He has somehow been outside the top 10 most selected hitters in the game all season long. Last night, 9 of the 10 most selected batters got hits. So many streaks continued. Get C, 1308, is tied for second at 31, thanks to some epic slugging in Boston at historic Fenway Park. Aaron Judge hit 56 to right center. And later in the eighth inning of a one-run game, he pulled one towards the Green Monster.
High fly ball, deep left field. There it goes!
The second home run of the night for Judge, his 57th of the year, and we're all tied at four.
Well, there is light tower power, and then there's this guy.
Yeah, that guy. 57 homers for Judge, who also raised his batting average to .310, just 9 points behind Arraez. After the game, he talked about not just hitting for power. Quote, as a kid, you'd look up and see Albert Pujols hitting .330 every year, consistently putting up RBI numbers. For me, great hitting has always been about average. I might be a little old school, but can you hit or can't you? That's our guy right there. And yes, Aaron Judge can hit. R. Musak is a streaker who joins GetC1308 in second place at 31. Thanks for the really speakable username there, R. Musak. Birdwings AC is at 30. They both got there with a guy I picked as part of the Daily Double A yesterday. We told you Ryan can catch Kyoshi Lotus 26 at 45. So can I, damn it. I'm at 2 this morning. Luis Arraez, the analytical pick, because the Royals' Chris Bubich gives up a way higher batting average against lefties than he does against righties. That's exactly what the broadcast was discussing when Arraez led off the game.
Lefties hit him much better than righties.
Arraez 3-for-8, I guess, and this one slides to the corner. Long run from Melendez, and he won't get there. And Arraez starts the ball game with a double. Started the day 4 points behind Xander Bogaerts in the American League batting race.
He finishes the day as the leader at 319 with Bogaerts at 318. Arraez 3-for-4 in the Twins 6-3 win. My anecdotal pick yesterday, kind of a risky play, I suppose. Max Muncy came into the game hitting just 198, but the matchup said he owned Merrill Kelly of the Diamondbacks, so you trust it. Muncy, a big night as the Dodgers clinch the National League West.
3-2. Fly ball to deep right field. McCarthy's back. Back wall gone. Third bomb of the game belongs to Max Muncy. It's his 20th. It's 4-0. So now the top five guys in the Dodger lineup, all with 20 or more home runs this year.
Outrageous. The Dodgers clinched their 9th division title in the last 10 seasons. They do it in game 141, the earliest the franchise has clinched since relocating to L.A. in 1958. Just for fun, how about this stat? They have a 320 run differential, plus 320. No team has scored 300 more runs than they allowed since the 2001 Mariners, who won 116 games. The Dodgers have 98 wins with 21 to play. We'll keep tabs on everything. It's what we do. And in the meantime, we'll track hitting, the pennant races, the streakers. And remember, if on Wednesday, the 28th of September, no streakers at 30, then our guy, Kyoshi Lotus 26, has it wrapped up, because that would be 8 days remaining. Double downs would equal 16 to get to 46. That man would win $10,000. Our picks are next on Beat the Streak Daily.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
A big old chunky 15-game full slate in MLB with some really good starting pitchers going. Got options for the daily stay away. Luis Castillo gets the Padres in Seattle. Carlos Rodon hosts the Braves in San Francisco. Corbin Burns absolutely brilliant last time out. And the Brewers are in St. Louis tonight. So I would skip some Cardinals. But the official pick is the Rockies. Dylan Cease, now the leader among odds makers for the American League Cy Young. Last four starts, 28 and a third innings, 9 hits total, 4 hits allowed in the last 15 innings. Outrageous. Ryan, if Dylan Cease wins the Cy Young in the American League, you could be looking at a glorious parlay of awards winners. But don't you also have Sandy Alcantara, who's fading in the National League?
Yes, I was kind of sitting on pins and needles last night watching the box score of the Marlins game, hoping that Alcantara wouldn't have another dud, and he didn't have a dud. He wasn't great, but I think he held his own at least for one more start atop the NL Cy Young race. But everything, yes, I would hit it big if Cease and Alcantara win the Cy Young.
Yeah, because everything else you have is pretty much a lock. Porth knows stuff, folks. That's why we let him start with the Porth pick.
I'm going back to the Chicago White Sox. Why? Because they own lefties. The Rockies have lefty Kyle Freeland on the mound this afternoon at guaranteed rate. And I'm looking at A.J. Pollock as one of many Sox hitters primed to get a hit today. Pollock is a 305 hitter this season against lefties. He has a 366 batting average in September. Pollock is also the Sox hitter with by far the most experience against Freeland, with a 333 batting average and OPS north of 1,000 in 33 career at-bats. So I'd also look at Jimenez, Elvis Andrus, Jose Abreu, Andrew Vaughn, but Pollock is the fourth pick today.
Got you. It's scary this time of year because it's nut-cutting time. One miss and we're toast.
Yep.
And yet Ryan has the stones to say AJ Pollock. I love it. Time now for my daily double A. Analytically, Patrick Corbin Day has been placed back onto the calendar. After a good stretch beginning in early August, he came hurtling back to earth last time out, resuming the life of being the Nationals' Patrick Corbin. 12 hits allowed and 6 2/3. Our guy is back. Healthy, he gets paid a lot, he's on a terrible team without dominant swing and miss stuff. Home against the Orioles, and righties hit 325 against him. Anthony Santander leads the Orioles with a 299 batting average against lefties, but he's 9-47 in September. 9-47. I can't bring myself to say Anthony Santander. So I'll go with the great Adley Rutschman, hitting 300 this month, one of the best young players in the game. That's our analytical pick. I know it's lefty-lefty, but it's Patrick Corbin. The anecdotal pick is an oldie but a goodie, the essence of anecdotal. Andrew McCutchen has seen Adam Wainwright a lot, 91 plate appearances. Earlier this year, he was a successful anecdotal pick, hit a homer off of Wainwright. That elicited a Ryan Porth text that night, too. I enjoyed that.
From
also,
my bed.
that's a little too much information. Also, Wainwright, as he sets this record tonight with Yadier Molina for the most starts by a combined battery in the history of the game, has given up 9, 9, and 8 hits, respectively, in his last 3 starts. So even if he has a throwback night of dominance, McCutchen's going to get him. He's going to sit curveball when others would not. So there they are, my daily double A, Adley Rutschman and Andrew McCutchen. Please subscribe now, for God's sakes. Time is tight to Beat the Streak daily inside the hits wherever you get your podcasts. And you could be playing Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak daily inside the hits drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. For Ryan Porth, I'm Matt Spiegel, hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, AJ Pollock, Adley Rutschman, Andrew McCutchen, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.